Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
And with the nice weather.
Yes.
Things are definitely waking up around here. We had a little party yesterday.
We did, celebrating Dwayne Reed. Our promotions director has been working at the station for 35 years. And also at that patio party, featuring Craig's Cookies, was Roger Ashby, formerly of This Morning Show. It's been a delay because of pandemic and everything, but he's got a road named after it called Roger Ashby Way.
Yeah, so where exactly, what road have they named after him?
Well, you know, when we were out there, it's like a lane.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's over there. Mm-hmm. And I asked somebody else, and they said, it's over there. And all I said was, can you make a right-hand turn? They go, yes, you can.
Well,
so we'll do some research.
That's a nice piece of respect. I'm told it's a John between, like, Queen and right over here.
See what I mean?
So somewhere.
Right over there.
Pretty much right where we're looking at the window right
that's
there.
Great.
Pretty
that's
nice,
great.
Pretty nice. Cool. Yeah, so finally.
We're going to talk to him at 8:10 this morning. But this was in the works because Dwayne planned it.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't know who Dwayne is, if you've ever won a prize.
Yeah,
or if you've ever gotten anything like cool from the station, you probably talk to him. He's one of the first people.
Yeah,
trip or maybe some cash that we give you tickets.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the first people that you contact when you holler at the radio station. He's been doing that for quite some time.
35 years. Well, he was in the news department, then moved out to promotions and concert tickets too.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to talk to Roger at 8:10 this morning about that. And it was good because it was like a reunion of producer Tom was there. Simone, I'm sorry you missed meeting him in person, but I know you're doing your stuff. But it's just like it was a family gathering. And it was really nice. And our friends from Virgin Radio were there too. And it's great. And we got to see the higher ups, the ones that get locked up in the fifth floor. They also attended.
It was just good to be outside with the people that we work with actually having fun, because we don't really get to do that a whole lot.
And God, if there's been a couple engagements I didn't know about. There's all sorts of great things.
Yeah.
So fun times, and that's what this weather really does. It brings
good time. Good
together.
Time of year for sure.
Yep.
To the morning show
with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
So how'd it work in your house with chores and your child?
I don't remember, but I do remember my dad. Can I say what that was all about?
Yeah, anything's open for a discussion.
Saturday morning was, my dad was a great pianist, and when he played Rachmaninoff, we were in a lot of trouble, and when we played Bach, it was going to be a pretty easy day.
So the song determined the type of chore they would
be. Exactly. It was the tone. It was the soundtrack of what the day was going to be like. Rachmaninoff is a little bit more rocky and a little bit more dramatic. And Bach was a little bit more easygoing. How about you?
When I was growing up, it was like a group effort. We got assigned a different chore. I was usually on vacuuming.
Because
I was, you know, strong enough to bring the vacuum upstairs.
Yeah, you had to carry that thing.
The thing was heavy. Back in the day, of course.
Oh, wow.
And then I think my sister would do the bathrooms and my mom would do the kitchen.
Okay.
And then this is before my little sister. But now in my house, our son is 4.
Yeah.
Chores not really part of his thing. But I will tell you, we kind of do what's going on here, according to this article. Mm-hmm. The ancient Mayans, the Mayan society from ancient Mexico, gives inspiration on how you can get your kid to do chores. Apparently, in Mayan society, the kids actually voluntarily did chores. Like, they wanted to do the chores. Because as these children were growing up, they were partaking in the chores with parents as if it was just like the thing to do.
Oh, like it was like a family. It's like going to
family activity.
Wet and wild.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Together. Okay.
Yeah, always do it together.
Okay.
So, according to a reporter who specializes in parenting, if you're having trouble getting your kids doing chores, here are the tips based on the inspiration of the ancient Mayans.
All right.
Do the chores while your kids are playing, because when your kids, don't do chores while the kids are playing.
Yeah, because,
Because you have to do chores as a family bonding time.
Yeah, so turn the TV off, and you can have the music on, you can have Chum on, but just turn the TV off so their attention is at what we're doing.
Yep, and always ask your kids for help when you're doing something. It was just funny. I kind of actually do this now with my son. So if I'm emptying the dishwasher, dishwasher.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, Kof, I need help with this spoon. And he'll come running over because he's at the age right now where the stuff is still kind of like, oh, yeah, I want to help. I want to help. He wants to help with everything.
Yeah. And so, yeah, four, huh? That's so great. It makes them feel like they're responsible. They want to have that responsibility. It makes them feel important.
They are the helping age right now.
They really are.
So you start doing that now.
Yeah.
And then as they get older, hopefully the thought is that just helping out around the house becomes something that is something they're used to.
You normalize it.
And
you know what? When you do that, as they say, they become better adults.
Yep.
There you have it.
That is.
We love those Mayans.
Yeah, well, thank you to the Mayans for, you know.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's probably how they got those pyramids finished. Yes. You got to have the help
of
the kids.
Get the youngest to put the thing on at the top.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So do chores with kids.
Turn TV
not
off.
While they're playing. Turn TV off.
Yeah.
Always ask them for their help.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Give you guys a couple of entertainment tidbits. I am anxiously waiting the Flash movie. June 16th is when it is playing worldwide. Whew. There are so many awesome little things that are going to happen in this film, especially for DC Comics fans. But one of the cool moments happened off camera where Supergirl, who makes her debut in this movie, has met with Superman, who's no longer in the movie, Henry Cavill.
Oh.
Yeah, Sasha Calle and Henry Cavill had a meeting. She says, yes, I met him. I met him actually after the movie was done months later. I gave him a big hug. You know, it's Henry Cavill, man, our Man of Steel. He's kind, very proper, and it was a great experience. And I asked him, did I make you proud, cuz? This being a reference to their relationship in the comic books.
Yeah.
As Supergirl is Kal-El's, Superman's, cousin. Anyway, Superman says, I was proud. You absolutely did a phenomenal job. I think to me, that meant the world because it's Henry Cavill, the Man of Steel, who is my favorite Superman, by the way. So she gets the vouch from him.
I have a question about that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
With Cavill, he's out now?
He's out. It's just so strange. I mean, I don't... The DC Comics fandom is really, really torn over this because people really loved his Superman, but they're saying for moving forward, he may be too old to bring the story to where they're going.
Oh, okay.
So they cast him and they said that he was back, and then all of a sudden they told him he was out. It was a very, very strange turn of events.
Yeah, his Instagram post about that wasn't happy.
It was like... it was awkward, right?
Yeah, I just remember us talking about it, and I thought, where does that land? So we're excited about this movie.
So excited.
When is this movie coming out?
June 16th.
June 16th.
All types of cameos.
How many more sleeps? That's what the countdown's going to be.
Jeez. All right. 16, all right.
I'm going to go see that, because I don't know a lot about that world. But it sounds like it's going to be, I don't know.
Well, I'll give you a couple movies you can see on the run-up to that.
Sure.
If you want to get caught up.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to see Man of Steel. You want to see Superman versus Batman. You want to see, you definitely want to see the Snyderverse. Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Justice League.
Yeah, maybe take 4 hours out of one of your days and...
I'll have more time soon.
All right. Well, there it is.
I got nothing going on after the 9th. All right. All right, what do you have?
Well, we were shocked last week when we heard that Robert De Niro had a baby. He revealed that, 79 years old. But today we have learned that Al Pacino's girlfriend is 8 months pregnant. She is 29 years old. And this is not even the shocking part to me. That was shocking. But the shocking part comes when I realized that she was also connected to Mick Jagger. She had a relationship with him.
Okay, so she has a type.
In 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also connected to a billionaire named Nicholas Bergruen.
Wow, funny. A couple of weeks ago on the social, we talked about the trend that a lot of people were trying to decide who is the hotter young guy, De Niro or Pacino.
Oh, De Niro. Oh,
yes,
I remember that. That's a whole...
That was De Niro.
Yeah, that's for you, De Niro?
It's De Niro.
Okay. And for you, who's a hotter, younger guy?
De Niro.
De Niro?
Oh. For sure.
Okay. I put my vote down on Pacino.
Yeah.
Just strictly based on, some of the roles he's been in.
No, that's not what?
That's not it? No.
That's not what it's based on.
Okay, I don't know. Well, I don't find either.
If you think
I don't find either
high.
Particularly attractive.
Well, when they were like, when they were younger and he was a taxi driver, De Niro was saying, "Are you looking at me?" I'm going, "Yeah, I am actually. I am looking at you." Anyway.
Yes, sir.
That's what's happening in entertainment. Maybe we'll carry that to conversation throughout the show today.
Congratulations.
Who's younger?
82-year-old.
We want to talk about how hot the two 82-year-olds are throughout the show.
Well, first of all, I don't find them hot.
That's fine.
But when they were younger, it was a Pacino.
Okay,
let me
see. I'll see where we can put that on the schedule. But shout out to the brand new fathers. Yeah, I mean, gosh.
They're saying we're not that old. All right.
Yeah, I mean, something's working.
Do it. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart? Let me know.
Now, I know none of us have really jumped on the Succession train yet, but Kieran Culkin, who I also want to mention, I cannot see him without thinking of Fuller from Home Alone. For those who don't know or those who didn't watch Succession, it's Macaulay Culkin's little brother.
That's great.
But anyway, so on the finale of Succession, he wore a t-shirt that, I don't know, somehow people figured this out. It's a $7 kids t-shirt from Walmart. You could actually get it in a 2-pack for $14. But now that people have figured this out, the shirt is now sold out online.
Wow. Listen, product placement at its finest. If you want anything to pop off, put it in a show.
Right.
And it could be the least little, like, insignificant thing.
Yeah. So people were like, wait a second. When did his character, a billionaire, ever step foot into a Walmart?
Never.
Or what was the significance? Like, why did they put him in this child's t-shirt for the show?
It's ran though, but it's pretty funny that the t-shirt's now gone.
Right. I'm wondering if there's some sort of significance, like they were trying to make him look like a kid in the show, like to make him seem more innocent in this moment. Something. There's got to be something deeper.
Succession fans, you could weigh in on that at 104.536. And by the way, I don't want to sleep with Fuller. You know about him. He wets the bed.
Right. No one's sleeping with Fuller as he sips his Pepsi.
That's why his name is Fuller.
I'm going to post a photo of Kieran Culkin in the shirt to the Chum 104.5 Instagram page so you can see what it looks like, but it's pretty funny. But still trending, the Little Mermaid, Halle Bailey's hairstylist, who worked on the movie, said that her hair cost six figures to do the full transformation.
What?
So Halle's hair, it's locked naturally. So they needed to find a way to incorporate Ariel's signature red in there. Red. They didn't want to dye it. They didn't want to cut it. And they knew that putting a wig on her would look crazy because her locks are 24 inches. So that's like down to her waist.
Yeah.
So there's no way that they could have made a wig work. So they wrapped hair around her natural hair. So they used three different colors to come up with the sort of red that they did come up with to make it look at least a little bit more natural, not fire truck red. And then they will constantly have to take it out and put it back in. And it wasn't reusable each time.
Wow.
So that's why it ended up costing $150,000.
Wow. All right. Well, my locks don't cost nearly as much.
Yeah.
But
wow.
Something to think about.
No, not $100,000 to maintain?
Nah, close.
80?
$80.
Plus, if you saw in the movie, you were probably like mesmerized by how her hair kind of moved under the water, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So locks are obviously a lot heavier, so they had to create some new ways to make her hair dance.
Wow.
So they added looser strands of hair in there. So that's why sometimes when you're watching it, her hair looks a little bit different in some scenes than others.
Yeah.
Because they were doing different kind of... It was
an incredible effect during the movie, just watching them as they were acting like they were underwater, but the hair was floating like they were underwater.
Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy to watch.
And they've started to release a bunch of behind the scenes and show like her doing her body rolls. I don't know what to call it to make it look like she's swimming.
Yeah.
When they were filming it.
Yeah.
Like it looks crazy. I'm going to have to find one of those videos and show you guys because it's wild the way that they actually shot this movie.
The behind the scenes for that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool to watch.
Very cool. But that is what's trending.
Chum 104.5. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
See, I understand. I feel the mom's pain because, you know, from my own experience, my son, right now, he's in the stage. He's a professional no artist. Literally, everything is no. No, no, no. Doesn't want to do anything. Doesn't want to go anywhere. He doesn't want to eat anything. And you have to figure out a way to get your kids to eat if you're going to a restaurant with them. This mom on TikTok says that her hack that she uses is to get her toddler, younger child, to eat when they go out for dinner at the restaurant is... bringing food with her, meaning she doesn't let her toddler eat the food at the restaurant they go to. She brings a whole packed meal. Well, listen to her. Let her tell it.
Call me cheap, call me whatever, but if we're going out to a restaurant, I'm packing my kid a meal.
I do this for many reasons. On Friday nights, my family and I get together, and tonight we're getting food out. My son is not getting food out. For one, you want me to pay $6.99 for chicken tenders and fries that my son is going to throw half of it on the floor. You're crazy. Also, whatever I pack is probably going to be healthier than what the restaurant has anyways. Tonight on the menu, peanut butter and jelly, bananas, mild cheddar cheese cubes, and a chocolate Lara bar. Also, when we get to a restaurant, my child is not waiting for anyone to take his order. He wants to eat now. I can just hand him this and let him go to town. Also, my child is not opinionated. He does not care what he eats. He just wants to eat.
Well, those Lara bars are tasty, but I don't know. What did I do? Yeah, you said your son was a picky eater.
Oh, yeah.
So what was the trick to get him to eat at a restaurant?
Well, when we would go, I would take something with me just in case he wouldn't eat the meal. And the meal that he ordered, I just didn't order a meal for me. So whatever he didn't finish, I ate.
Whatever he didn't finish, you ate. Okay, his food. Okay.
So, you know, so it could have been a cheeseburger. It could have been a chicken, you know, fingers. It could have been all.
So you didn't order a meal for yourself?
No, not when I went to go out with him. Like, listen, it was just the two of us, right?
Right.
So I thought, I want to show him how to, you know, be a good person at a restaurant, like get him used to that a little bit. And it could be just like at the Keg. And then he started seeing other people eating stuff. And so he started thinking about, why can't I have that? So, you know, it broadens their horizons. But let me tell you, Jamar, peace at all costs. Okay. Peace at all costs. I'm telling you, if it wasn't Game Boy, it was a peanut butter honey sandwich. I'm telling you.
So funny. We went to a restaurant yesterday, and I go through this routine with him where he doesn't want to eat anything. So, you know, I say the game is, I said, don't tell me that it's nasty. Taste it first and then tell me how nasty it is.
Yeah.
And it's usually not. Right? Yeah. So that's the game. So I give him the right to tell me if food is nasty only once he's tasted.
That's
and then he loves doing that because he just wants to slam the food. But then he eats it and it ends up tasting good. So I go, so how nasty is it? He goes, I don't know, because he didn't taste it. He goes, ah, ha, ha. Then they'll make him taste it. Yeah. And I'll be like, okay, nasty or not? It'll be like, it was good.
Oh, that's good. That's a good way of doing it. How about, you know, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I know, right? What is going on?
La, 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 la. Everly is 4 years old today, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday,
Thank
Everly.
Thank you very much. And Everly, I will give her a piece of avocado, let's say, the day before. And the next day, it's like, I don't like this. So I just think it's just the mood that they're in.
I just feel like,
you know what I mean? So save your money, take the sandwich. If they do eat something that you order, have them eat off your plate.
Yeah.
Too, you know?
I know she's trying to keep the peace. I just don't feel like I want to teach my kid that when we go to restaurants, we're going to bring your own separate food. It just looks, it looks and feels weird.
You know what else is good, though? What else is good? Because a friend of mine did this. Mind you, she had more money than I did. She'd say, here's the menu. I'm going to read them off to you, or have the kid read it off if they're old enough. And you order what you want. It's that kind of a thing where
give them the power.
Give them the power. Empower them.
Empower them a little
bit. That's right. Anyway, I say mealtime is not wartime. That's what I say.
And I say, I'm not going to be the one caught bringing snacks into the restaurant.
Yeah?
That's just me. No way.
Did you go to church when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Did your mom ever bring a little snacky? Because my mom did.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
I went to Episcopal Church.
So did I.
So there was always coffee hour after. There was always snacks after.
Well, true, but
after the service.
The little sandwiches with no crusts on them, right?
Yes.
No, I love that.
The tuna fish sandwich.
I was always the tuna sandwich and the egg salad. Anyway.
Yeah. So I don't know. What do you do? What's the hack to get your kids to eat while you're at a restaurant? You can text 104536. Maybe you're doing what she's doing.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
This TikTok mom says that she packs a whole dinner for her kid so that they can, A, save a little money when they're out at a restaurant, and B, that the child will also eat because they're definitely not eating anything at the restaurant. So she'll pack a whole meal in her bag, and then she'll break out the meal when they get to the restaurant, and the child will eat his separate meal,
you know,
as they're ordering their food.
If he's a picky eater and they're trying to save money and they still want to go out and have some fun, I'm saying that's okay. It's not going to last forever.
right?
I hope it doesn't. I just feel like how do you raise a child that understands, you know, at home we eat the home food, now we're at a restaurant and now we're having restaurant food, and I mean it might be a tough process, but like
yeah, but
at what point do you make the switch?
Well, you know what? You know, remember when we were growing up, going out was a big deal.
Uh-huh.
So you say this is a big deal. You got a choice. You can have this, but you can try something new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I remember those days. And mind you, I'm kind of going through them with Everly, my granddaughter, right now. But it's like, you want it to be a pleasant thing.
Yeah. She also says that she thinks it's crazy for her to pay the $6.99 for the chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What we do is we'll just share whatever is in our plate with him. So, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Get some of the rice and, you know. I don't ever picture a moment where I'll bring a whole separate meal for him.
Well, let me tell you something. I've had a lot of chicken fingers and fries. That was not what my first choice, but you know, and also you take it home with you, leftovers, and you can eat it yourself.
Right. Anyway. Right. What are the parent hacks coming in on text for how to get a kid to eat at a restaurant?
Well, somebody said that we would have to tell our oldest son that all the meat was Power Ranger chicken.
Yeah, there it is.
To get him to eat, no matter where we were.
Power Ranger chicken. With that, the Megazord chicken leg, right?
I like that one. That's good marketing. Paw Patrol.
Oh man, what other parent hacks?
Somebody said I took my kids to buffets and they could pick whatever they wanted and they got to eat right away. So for example, the Mandarin.
Okay.
And I think like my dad did that a lot too. Like after church on a Sunday, we'd go to a buffet, and then that's an easy way.
As long as try the different could things. See up to the buffet if they're that tall, right?
Right. Exactly.
That's funny.
But some people reacting to the story saying that's a hard no. You teach your kid to eat what you put in front of them. Let them dictate things now, and you are in for a long ride raising them.
I'll tell you, there's a good point there. I don't remember growing up and having many choices. You know, like food, this is the food. Yeah, this is what we're eating.
But did you go out that much? Because we didn't. So when my mother would be like cooking stuff, my dad say it's either eat or see you later.
You know, we'd go to a Chinese restaurant every now and then. We'd go to a lot of Jamaican cuisine, but I don't remember having choices. Like, I don't remember being given the option.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember having a say.
I remember my mom.
Did I even talk when I was a kid?
No, you did. No, it just was kind of understood. But I'm just saying that, you know, it's a treat to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
Make it a treat for yourself and give it a little peace.
Mm.
And then when you're at home, that's when you say, I worked really hard to make this meal or start making it together. You know me, I do too much lifestyle television. but it's just like, you know, looking back and taking a step backwards, it's like, it's not forever that this kid is going to be like that, because they're highly influenced by kids at school.
Yeah.
When my granddaughter came home and said, I'd like some hummus, I looked at her like, really? Because I have a ton of it, but okay.
Yeah.
That was offered. It's
like, how do you even know what that is?
I know. I just.
Yo, my son the other day said gluten-free pizza. I'm like, what you know about gluten-free pizza? Like, what do you.
Well, there you have it.
What would you know about
that? That's what's happening. That's what's happening now.
Gluten-free pizza. Anyway. Well, different times, different methods, different children, different household. Very funny. Keep texting 104536. Let us know what's going on in your house.
Time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. The Chum Morning Show.
No surprise to many that, let me restart that.
Yeah.
Surprise to many when they tune in yesterday and that you weren't here, you weren't with us this morning or yesterday morning.
Yes.
Why don't you tell everybody what your morning was like yesterday?
Well, you know, I was ready to come out and have my keys and everything. And I stepped on the front porch and went, where's the car?
Yeah.
Car gone.
Yeah.
Car gone. So when you go back in time, I remember a guy the night before knocking at the door, moving away from the door. I opened the door. I said, can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that my stonework needed to be redone on my front porch or something like that, which is true.
Yeah.
I said, you know, it's so funny. I'm going to have somebody look at it tomorrow, but thank you so much because I'm just doing some work around the corner. He looked a little worse for wear, this guy.
Oh.
But what he did do is he put a magnet on my ring. So it cancels any kind of footage of him being
seen. Put a magnet on your
There's some
camera?
Kind of a little piece that he put on. Yeah. So that's that.
Wow.
So let me just tell you. The Faraday box, you know, that to save your keys, doesn't work anymore. The technology has moved forward. So
let me explain to people if they don't know what that box is.
Yes.
Basically, you know your key fob, which is a remote now?
Yeah.
they're telling us that if you put it in this box that you can get on Amazon or whatever.
And leave it away from the front door.
Yeah, it blocks the frequency that the car interacts with the key fob.
Yeah. Wow.
So that the people stealing cars can't use the key remotely.
Right.
But that box, you're saying, we've gone past that now.
We've gone past that.
Okay, what's going on now?
So anyway, so what do you do? So you call your friend who had their car stolen 2 weeks before you did in the neighborhood. And hi, Jameson, good morning. And he said, call the police, but don't call 911. So you call the general number. So look that up, everybody. Mm-hmm. I can't give you all the numbers right now. Also, always keep your information with you from your car. You know, with the VIN number and all that stuff, the owners? Mm-hmm. Keep that always on your person. Don't leave it in the glove box because you need all that information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that saved me. And I remember talking about that on this show, actually, so I had that with me.
It's funny. When we heard yesterday that your car had been stolen.
I know what you're going
to
say.
First thing I thought was, like, you're always the first person to tell us about the car theft stories.
Be careful.
Of all people whose car would get stolen.
Yeah.
Can't believe it was you.
But I got to tell you, I was really calm because when I went outside, I went, oh, I guess my car was stolen. You know, like, because it's so, like, it's this is a big deal right now.
Well, here, remind
me of this too, Jamar, before I continue.
Yeah.
Remind my containers, okay? Just remind me.
Containers?
Yeah, just remind me containers. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's got your VIN number on it. You call the police. They want you to file the report as soon as you can. They send it out to everybody else. Then an officer will call you later. But they give you a file number. You take that file number. Who do you call? You call whatever car that you know, whatever dealership, not dealership.
Manufacturer.
And they, if you've got a tracking system, they need to know about that tracking. They need to know that information from the tracking system because they're going to try to track it. Then if you have Sirius XM, they've got a tracking system.
Mm-hmm.
They love it if you have that.
Yeah.
But they also like you to listen to Chum Radio. then that happens. Then you call the insurance company and you leave them the information, they get back to you. So that's all the stuff you have to do. And, you know, they were really gracious on the phone yesterday. Sorry, but this is happening a lot. Here's what you need to know. So that's what you do. So police,
do you remember,
not 911.
Do you remember hearing anything last night? Any noises? Or do you remember? Your car was a hybrid too, right?
Yeah.
So it was very quiet. Like when you start the engine, do you ever hear the engine start? Is it a loud engine or?
It's not very loud, but let me finish this off by saying this. I had the club on the wheel.
Yeah, the club on it too. I was going to ask.
You know what they do? They saw it.
So, wow.
They saw it.
The club was on there.
The club was on there. And also.
That breaks my heart.
That breaks my heart. Okay. So if you, know your license plate, okay? Because some people apparently don't.
What?
So they don't know their license. Anyway, I do, but some people don't. So if this is what's happening, and I'll wrap this up by saying this. If you see your car somewhere else, here's where the containers come in.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there is a shortage of containers to hide those cars to send them to someplace else.
Okay.
So what they do is they steal your car, they put it somewhere where there's no tracking system. They try to turn your tracking off, and they do that immediately. And they have someone spotting your car. So if you're driving through your neighbor and go, hey, that's my car, I'm going to go get my car. Don't go near it. Call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone is spotting the car, waiting for somebody else to pick it up to take it to the car.
Okay, so there's a group of people with eyes on your vehicle at
that
time.
That's right. So I'm just saying, listen, it's not high-end cars either. It's all any kind of car that looks like it's decent. And I was looking at the list of cars, and you can look that up because everybody's got a different list.
Yeah, like
but
the big ones.
But it's 2016, 2017, 2018 cars.
You got like the CR-V is a big one.
Yes.
They say some of the Land Rover models are big. Ford F-150 is another big one.
Land Rovers are massively stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Are you trying to strike fear into my heart? Is that what you're trying to do?
I want you to be careful of that because what they do is I've had friends that have had neighbors that had their car stolen twice.
Are they going to be able to defuse the bomb in the back seat?
No, listen. This is really serious stuff. This is really serious. When you replace it, which is hard to do, they'll come and get it again.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I love the car. I love your car. I love the car that you own, but just be careful. Just make sure it's kind of locked up and no one can see it.
Do they know about the acid shower that I've installed in the roof?
No, but you know what? I feel sorry for anybody who has lost their car. Marilyn, we're so sorry that you lost your car. Thanks, Jamar. Thanks, Azalea.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off yesterday. Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Well, don't feel too bad. 54, that's the number, 54 a day here in Toronto.
54 a day?
54 a day. Crazy. Wow. Like by it's only 7:30. By now, the 10 cars have been stolen at this point.
That's
if
you think about it, yeah. And today is the day we're going to go buy a new car seat for Everly because that was taken with the car.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Mississauga's Mayor Bonnie Crombie, she started a call to action for the federal government to officially change the lyrics of O Canada to the version that Julie Black sang at the NBA All-Star Game earlier this year.
Oh, Canada, our home on a native land.
Our home on native land. So for the most part, this one word change got a huge positive reaction on social media. But of course, it also got a lot of hate, as did Julie Black for making the change. But Bonnie said that she personally was moved by Julie's rendition of the anthem and thinks that it's just a small effort to address Canada's dark history. So there is a city council meeting today, and they're going to vote on whether they support the change lyric permanently. It's going to be under the Act of Reconciliation and a Speaking of the Truth.
Wow.
That's what the motion is under, especially with June being National Indigenous Month. It'll be a big move.
Well, we'll see what that vote brings forth. Who knows whether it'll be changed or not, but I will say, a simple thing that Julie did that was a hard thing to do.
Absolutely.
And what happened afterwards, she went through a ton of really tough moments. People came at her.
Oh, yeah.
Personally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just some of the most disgusting things I've ever seen written. And her and I have talked about it a whole lot off the air. And we actually had an interview on iHeartRadio about it. You could check it out. It's on the Chum Instagram. But Julie just last week got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Yes, she did.
Which is a great moment for her.
Mm-hmm.
But, bravo to Julie for just speaking up for who she believes and what she believes in and what she knows to be the truth. But also, I want to say a shout out to the First Nations community that actually put their arms around her and said that, hey, Julie, what you did for us, we see you and we actually appreciate. So they validated what she did and what she said.
And it was a beautiful ceremony.
Yeah, it was great.
Bonnie Crombie also tweeted out a couple days ago for Menstrual Health Day, reminding everyone that the city of Mississauga is proud to provide free products in city facilities to address the stigma and cost barriers surrounding menstruation. They also lit their clock tower red to mark the day because truly it's unfair that women have to put out so much money every single month to purchase products.
Yeah.
So she also posted a statistic that said 1 in 4 women who menstruate have had to choose between buying period products or paying for essentials like food and rent.
Wild. Something that a man would never have to think about.
Right.
Never crosses our mind.
Right. Even like when I go to buy products, I always wait till it's on sale and I'm like, oh, I'm going to stock up. But I'm like, why do I have to even buy all of this? Like, why isn't it given to me? That's how I feel it should be given.
The help is definitely necessary.
Oh, yeah, and it's there.
Can you imagine people with having serious money problems, too?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Just annoying. Into some sports really quickly. If you're a pickleball fan, there's more than 30 new pickleball courts opening in Toronto soon.
Have you gotten to pickleball yet?
No, but there was a guy that was like... What's that?
Sports Center? Are you telling me ESPN's going to be doing pickleball? You better stop that.
There was a guy on TikTok last night, or a couple days ago, and Nick, he's athletic, and he said, I just played my first game of pickleball. That's a different thing. And he said a 70-year-old woman whooped his...
Wow.
Behind, huh?
Behind.
Wow.
Well, pickleball.
And there's a shot of John McEnroe playing, and he crossed the line, whatever the rules are, and he walked off very irritated. So there you go.
Well, it's a hybrid between tennis, badminton, and ping pong.
Yeah.
So it's like, I could see how people could take this very serious. It sounds like not a serious sport. But it's a very serious sport.
It is serious.
I mean, is there anything serious about pickles? Really, right? Are there pickles involved in pickleball at all?
There's no pickles.
No pickles? So
there's no pickles.
We'll have to go play a game.
We have to try. Almost anywhere where there were skating rinks in the city, and those underutilized tennis courts, those may be turned into pickleball courts.
Oh, okay.
Final approval, June 14th.
I got to get onto one of these pickleball courts. this thing has taken off, and I have no idea what it is.
Well, I'm not good at badminton or tennis, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Well, how about ping pong?
Really bad at that, so this will be fun.
All right.
Why not, though? It's getting people out there doing something.
The Chum Morning Show pickleball team.
If one of you takes it too seriously, I am walking off the court.
Well, talk to a competitive guy over here.
Oh, no, and then I won't play.
Listen.
I don't want to win.
Win at all costs.
Listen, I just want to be able to play and hit it back and forth at least three times in a row.
We just want to wear the cute pickleball outfit.
They've got pickleball outfits now. That like a lot of high-end lines have, you know, they've got the Crocs now. They've got the pickleball outfit.
Get out of here.
Nope.
Pickleball, get up.
Kamali's one of them. Yep.
Wow.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Not sure what you have planned to wear for the weekend, but you might want to consider mermaid core. You know, what are some of the other cores that have come and gone?
You said, Barbie core. Yeah.
Barbie core. I mean, this is kind of like a play on the word hardcore, right?
Yeah, right.
And then everything else becomes a derivative of that. Mermaid core is the new trend.
Okay.
So Barbie core was everyone wearing a lot of pink. Mm-hmm. So pink heels, pink blazer, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think with mermaid core, what's really fun is that you could really experiment with your fashion in terms of sequins and those kind of blue sparkly colors.
Okay,
and
so the sequins kind of like emulate the scales of a fish or something like that?
Well, I thought I had to wear fins for a moment.
If you need a pair, I got it.
And a seashell bra.
Yeah.
A seashell bra. I don't have one of those.
Well, you know, it's so funny because in some of these bathing suits, they're doing more of that now. And bralettes.
Yes.
Bralettes?
They're like little bras.
Oh.
So the bralettes are the ones that can peek out underneath your shirt.
Got it.
So I'm right. A bralette.
You know, I was in Zara yesterday and they have a bunch of, what are those? Starfish.
What do you mean starfish?
What are those star-shaped fish?
Yeah.
Earrings and necklaces.
Look at that.
I was like, wow, that's very mermaid core.
Mermaid core. Yeah.
That's what you find when you're near like the shore, right? You go
Absolutely.
To these gift
exactly.
shops. They
yeah.
shells and all
they got the little the blue rocks, the yes. see-through rocks that kind of like glassy looking.
Except now it's more expensive. Right. That's all.
Because the demand is up.
What about like hair and hair accessories? Are there hair accessories?
Yeah, I want to say there's still like clips in the shape of seashells, and you can get bags, you can get pearl earrings.
Yeah.
But this style is taking the world by storm. The number is 736% Google searches and sales of mermaid core. Anyone looking for like a new color is turning to this palette. Those blues, those kind of sandy, khaki-looking colors,
yes.
little browns like the sandalwood and all that stuff. And that is like the new color palette for the summer, mermaid core.
All right.
I like it.
You like it?
I'm on it.
Okay.
Maybe not the shiny stuff, but I'm on that.
And you know, the silhouette of a mermaid skirt is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because it kind of gives you the look of a fin.
Like a little fishtail.
Yeah. So it's tight. That goes all the way down your body.
And it's angular.
Yes. And then it comes outwards a little bit closer down to your ankles.
Are you guys, I'm seeing you guys nodding. Go, okay.
I'm just trying to follow along.
Come on, explain it.
Okay.
Simone, what mermaid core outfits will we be rocking this weekend?
Right.
Are fishnets okay? Is that part of mermaid core?
Fishnets.
There we go.
Do you have a pair?
You're going to wear it?
What are those?
What does he not have? He's got it all. Do you have a jersey for that or a t-shirt for that?
I have a mesh marina. That's all I have. That's as far as I can go with fishnets. But okay. Mermaid core. That is the trend. And you'll probably be rocking some of those colors and those styles this summer.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up.
Speaking of escape, no matter how far some people go, no matter where they end up, they will never escape our minds, our hearts, and at this moment, our ears. Simone, turn that music down a little bit. And I just want our special guest, who's on the line right now, to just say something.
Say something.
Say something. How about you say...
Say something nice, for God's sake.
Say Chum 104.5. How about that?
Chum 104.5. You want me to do the weather?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's going to be hot today, a high of 30 degrees. Same thing for tomorrow.
All right. And then you say, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
It's Roger Ashby, everybody.
Hey.
Nice to be on the radio again.
Oh, Roger, seriously. I mean, you know, we saw you yesterday as we were celebrating our promotions director, Dwayne Reed's 35th year working for the company. He's been such a great promotions director. And then you got a surprise yesterday. You want to share that with everybody?
Well, you know, I came down for Dwayne's surprise, as you said, and suddenly Sarah Cummings presented me with this plaque that says Roger Ashby Way, and a portion of Duncan Street between Queen and Richmond is going to be named Roger Ashby Way. The sign is going up next week.
No, sir.
The sign is,
up now.
It's literally up in my line of sight as I look over my monitor. I look out the window and I see Duncan Street, which is on top, Roger Ashby Way.
Really?
Right now.
Fantastic.
Literally.
It really is quite an honor. I mean, I've seen other streets around town with people's names on them, and I think, gee, that's pretty impressive. How do you get to do that? So this was really nice. I have to thank everybody at CHUM and the City of Toronto for arranging all of this. It was just a delightful surprise, and I've got the little plaque that Sarah gave me, so it's prominently displayed.
Well, Roger, you're being quite modest.
Yeah.
For those who are new to the party, and that's a few because many, many know what the deal is, can you just tell them about your tenure and your history here with this radio station?
Well, I spent close to, I spent close to 50 years working for CHUM Radio, 1050 CHUM and 104 CHUM FM. And, I enjoyed every minute of it. I retired in 2018, Jamar, and you came along and took my place. And Marilyn, you're hanging in there. I think that's wonderful. But yeah, I had a great tenure at CHUM.
Yeah, you did.
What's one of your favorite things about this institution, CHUM 104.5?
Well, if I go way back to the beginning, when it was owned by the Waters family, they were a delightful family to work for. They all walked in the same door as the employees did, and we all knew each other quite well, and that got me off to a great start. We went through a couple of ownership changes, of course, but I was always treated very well. I think I got along quite well with everybody, and it was just a wonderful 50-year career, you know, and I don't know how many people are going to have 50 years at any one place because it seems everything, not just radio, but most businesses seem to be more transient now than ever before.
True.
But I'm thankful for my time.
Well, very good. It's great to hear your voice, but we can continue to hear your voice. Where, Rog?
Well, Marilyn, thanks for the opportunity.
No problem.
It's called the Roger Ashby Oldie Show.
Right.
And it features 50, 60, 70 songs, the kind of stuff that I grew up with. It's on various radio stations across the province.
Yes.
I'm on a station in Manitoba, New Brunswick, and it's on the iHeartRadio app, and it's a weekly show.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you so much for talking to us, and congratulations. I'm looking at your sign right now. That means you have to come south of Bloor once again. I know you don't do that often. To come and take a look at Roger Ashby Way.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
And I will make sure all dog owners respect the street.
Yes. We're on it. After we finish
have an
the
issue
show, now that I'm leaving the Marilyn Dennis Show, Jamar and I are going to walk this block. And just tell people, hey, no disrespect.
I'm cleaning up every piece of gum.
Nice.
Roger, it's a pleasure to hear your voice, man. And congratulations on a fantastic
Thanks, Jamar. Great to talk to you.
Love
Thank you.
I'll see
Thanks
you on the
both.
Golf course soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye. Have a great day.
The Roger Ashby.
The Roger Ashby. Still, lifelong friend, that's for sure. But look at, that's why when you had said earlier, you and Simone, well, it's already up already, and we didn't see the signs of the other night. They put, that City of Toronto worked fast on that one.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
They definitely put that ahead of some of the potholes that I've been complaining about.
Well, you know, that too. All
right. But yes, congrats to Roger Ashby.
Fantastic.
And the new Roger Ashby Way.
Ooh, no
right
way.
Here,
yeah, way.
Our building.
Good morning.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Good morning.
On CHUM 104.5.
Good morning.
Today's best music and your favorite throwbacks.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart.
Let me know.
So many things to look forward to this weekend. It's sunny outside. There's food festivals. There's a kite festival happening. The DVP, by the way, I feel like everybody needs to know, both the DVP and the Gardener are going to be completely closed and car-free on Sunday between 2 a.m. So if you're going home from the club Saturday night and you're trying to
get
onto the highway.
Wait, I'm going to put that on my phone if I'm going to the club not to. Okay, thank you.
Find an alternate route home. You got to take side streets. It's going to be closed for the Mad Me bike ride for health heart something. But it's going to be a really good cycling. There's going to be thousands of cyclists on the highway that weekend. So look out for that. But also happening, because the DVP and Gardiner are going to be car-free, this is a perfect time for the DVP roadside cleanup. It's happening from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And because certain areas have been neglected for so long, they're now getting this one opportunity once a year to get down in there and really clean up. Mm-hmm. So this is brought to you by Don't Mess with the Dawn in the City of Toronto. So if you find a, if you want to find some more information on this, toronto.ca website, and you could sign up. You could meet up at two different spots, Coxwell Ravine Park and Moccasin Trail Park. Uh-huh. And I think that because we only get to do this once a year, I want to put it out there. Please stop littering and don't throw any trash out of your car when you're on the highway. But people are going to be out there cleaning this weekend, so just be mindful. There's also a free music festival happening at Yonge and Dundas Square. This is called Daisy Fest. It's a South Asian festival. So there's going to be food, music, shopping. They have different nights for different things. So it starts tomorrow. Day one is going to be a comedy night. Day two is going into something called Battle of the Bands. Then they have a hip-hop night with performances. And then everything wraps up with the festival at Yonge and Dundas on Saturday. They have over 90 artists, 32 bands performing. And if you need some more information on this one, daisyfest.ca.
Food?
Tons of food.
Thank you.
There's going to be lots of food.
Asking for a friend.
I know. Because honestly, South Asian food is some of my favorite cuisine.
The spices, yeah.
It's really delicious. So you know the air is going to smell really aromatic as well.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Into some entertainment, I just posted on the Chum 104.5 Instagram page the photo of Kieran Culkin, who plays a character on Succession. So why he's trending is because the series finale just aired, but somehow somebody realized that the shirt that he was wearing, they were in Barbados for this last episode, it looks like. And I only realized that because although we don't watch the show, we do go to Barbados. And we noticed that he was holding a Banks beer in his hand in that photo.
Yeah, that was good for you.
I spotted that.
You spotted that right away.
I know.
All right.
But the reason why he's trending really is because of the shirt that he's wearing. So he's wearing this t-shirt. It's kind of like a color block style. And somebody realized that that shirt is from Walmart. Not only is it from Walmart, it's $7, and it's from the kids' collection.
Ah.
So it is now sold out online if you're trying to look for it, because people just want the same shirt that he was rocking. So I posted it to the Chum 104.5 Instagram page. Take a look at it. If you do go into a Walmart store today and you see it,
grab it.
Maybe try to sell it online.
Well, sell it because Simone will buy it, because that's the kind of guy that he is.
Simone said, absolutely not.
No.
It's not graphic enough for him, I don't think.
Oh, okay. All right. It's just a plain t-shirt.
Right? It's too plain.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Simone needs a little bit
what are we wearing
more
today?
Animation.
Cheech and Chong today.
Okay.
Tie-dye.
All right. There you have it.
That shirt's definitely too plain for Simone.
Okay.
That is what's trending.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
What's the plan today?
You know, they give me a script to do this Marilyn Dennis show as we're winding it down, and I get segments that say blah, 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 blah. That means I have no idea who's coming up.
Well, no one blah blahs better than you, so that sounded really nice.
Well, thank you, because I have to fake what is coming. And so they're going to surprise me with a couple of guests again today, which is going to be so much fun.
Have you been enjoying the surprises?
Truly enjoying them.
Like, is it like a time machine of surprises, or is it like, whoa, what's this? Like, what's
well,
that?
Well, how did you get him?
Yeah.
Or her? Or got some nice messaging the other day. Bare Naked Ladies sang me a song that had my name in it. So, you know, that sort of stuff. It's just, it's fun to watch. It's fun to guess along with the audience, too. So we're having a lot of time, a lot of fun. So I don't know what's happening today on the show, because the scripts are getting, you know what I mean, lighter and lighter, but the content is fantastic. The final show is June 9th.
Wow.
I know, it's happening. Tomorrow's June 1st.
Incredibly quick.
Yes.
Tomorrow's June 1st, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's what's happening. Cool. In other words, I don't know, but I have to do something today. I'm not sure what it is.
Cool. Yeah. I got to get this knot massaged out of my leg.
Yes.
I was playing soccer with some guys, and I got kicked, and it's just like, left knee.
Whoa.
So, if anybody knows a good masseuse, let me know.
You think it's a masseuse or it's a bruise? Where did you do a pickup game?
Yeah, it's a pickup. It's a bruise. It's definitely a bruise, like right on the outside of my knee.
Oh man.
So I don't know. Maybe it's a what do you call it? Orthopedic person. Yeah, a person who stretches you and stuff.
But there's a lot of great spas around the city. You can go get a massage. Go for it.
That might be on the agenda.
We got good friends at the Elmwood Spa. Give them a call.
That's a good call. Yeah. That's a good call. Maybe you can enjoy the sunshine. Keep the radio on when you do get out of the car. Remember, iHeartRadio app keeps us on all day. iHeartRadio app, right?
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.